Well, good afternoon. It's Thursday, March 14th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colbluco with a look at today's South Carolina headlines. A powerful storm system in the central United States is moving east, but it's not expected to impact South Carolina. Forecasters say a weakening cold front will pass over the state during the day Friday, bringing rain showers and isolated thunderstorms. As for Saturday, the forecast is clear and dry, just in time for the St. Patrick Day festivities. Congressman Joe Cunningham is pushing back against claims that drilling for oil off South Carolina's coast would be an economic boon for the state. Cunningham spoke with Lisa Mullins of Here and Now earlier today.
I would disagree. I mean, South Carolina had about $22 billion worth brought in from tourism last year alone. And so
You think this would actually hurt tourism?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And especially a oil spill off our coast would decimate it. And not just temporarily, permanently.
The Democrat out of South Carolina's 1st District said a bill to ban seismic testing and offshore drilling is in committee. State senators continue their review of legislation that is set to overhaul the state's education system. Members of the Senate Education Subcommittee met to discuss additional changes legislators would like to make to the massive bill. Senator Greg Embry said he expects the subcommittee to vote on the amended legislation in 3 weeks. The United States Senate today voted to block President Donald Trump's emergency declaration to build a wall along portions of the United States southern border. 12 Republicans joined Democrats to rebuke the president. South Carolina Senators Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott were not part of the 12. Following the vote, Scott called the resolution of disapproval unfortunate, saying we're on track to encounter close to 1 million illegal aliens at the border this year. President Trump has made it clear he'll veto the resolution. The winner of the more than $878 million Mega Millions jackpot says she wants to give back to the city and state where her good fortune happened. The woman issued a statement through her lawyer today saying she was giving money to the City of Simpsonville Arts Center, the 1SC Fund for Hurricane Relief, and a relief fund for victims of the recent Alabama tornadoes. The winner says she's choosing to remain anonymous. Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders is in South Carolina for the first time of potentially many more visits ahead of the 2020 primary. A senior advisor to Sanders says he's putting together a much stronger team on the ground much earlier in the process. Sanders lost by 47 points in the 2016 primary. Charleston City Police have increased patrols following an attack of a jogger who says she simply waved and smiled at a man on a bicycle. It happened earlier this week at the West Ashley Greenway. Police say the suspect jumped off his bike and tackled the woman, demanding to know what she was looking at. He threw several punches before the victim got away. She's all right and says she did what she always does, smiled and waved at someone passing by. Police are still looking for the suspect. Charleston native Blanche McCrary Boyd has been named a finalist for the 2019 Penn Faulkner Award for Fiction for her novel Tomb of the Unknown Racist. The Post and Courier reports Boyd is one of five authors vying for the award. The winner will be announced April 29th. And North Carolina-based Butterball is recalling nearly 80,000 pounds of ground turkey that could be contaminated with salmonella. Kroger and Food Lion grocery stores are also pulling certain ground turkey products for the same concern. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.